Are you feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a healthy relationship filled with inspiration, love, acceptance, and fun? You are tuned in to the right place. The Laura Richer Show starts now. Join me, dating coach Laura Richer, and my co-host, matchmaker Peggy Bennett, as we share tools for using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. You might just be on the verge of attracting your soulmate. Attract the relationship you truly want and deserve. Now, join us for the show. Good morning. Welcome to the Laura Richer Show. I am Laura Richer, and we are broadcasting today on Transformation Talk Radio. Today, I am here with my co-host, Peggy Bennett, who is the owner of Straight to the Heart Matchmaking. Hi, Peggy.
Hi, Laura.
And today we are going to continue our conversation. We're dedicating this year to discussing some of our favorite topics, love, dating, and relationships, and how you're using the law of attraction to attract or block out the relationship that you really want.
I am so excited about today's show because we have on a very special guest. Radical Forgiveness Coach Brenda Rees is joining us to talk about how we can attract the relationship we really want. And of course, radical forgiveness is a very big part of the process. So welcome, Brenda, and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Peggy and Laura. It's great to be here.
So let's just get started with the basics. Brenda, what is radical forgiveness?
So radical forgiveness is a process that was developed back in the 90s from Colin Tipping. And what it did was it took the guesswork out of forgiveness. So what they were, it was based on actually cancer patients. Him and his wife were working with cancer patients. And of course, they were trying to figure out how can we help these people to prolong their life. And they found that the commonality was a belief. And in that belief, there was forgiveness needed. But at that time, they were saying it takes 20 years to forgive.
Oh my gosh.
So they said, we don't have that much time, you know. So he developed this process, which is a 5-stage process that actually does take the guesswork out of forgiveness. And it allows you the opportunity to keep your head busy so your heart can heal.
Wow, that sounds amazing. So, Brenda, what brought you to this kind of work? How did you get involved in this?
Well, what brought me into the work was my third divorce.
Okay.
If anybody can relate to that.
We have a few divorces amongst us here. Yeah.
Well, yeah. And there was so much shame in that. Mm-hmm. There used to be, but there isn't now. You know, it's kind of like now, you know, I kind of view myself as an expert.
Yeah. You know? It gives you a lot of opportunity to become an expert on the topic. I agree with that.
A lot of wisdom.
Yeah.
So elaborate a little more, if you don't mind, about the your own story and what brought you to what you're doing now today?
Oh, absolutely. So I lived a life of a lot of abuse, addiction. I'm 15 years sober today.
Oh,
and
congratulations.
Which is thank you. It was a big deal, you know, and I lived that life of kind of like the victim. Always, things were happening to me all the time and not for me, which is how I look at it today. Mm. And it was like, wow, always putting out fires. What's like, what's wrong? You know, and just living that life. And then when I married my third husband, it was like, wait, this kind of feels familiar, right? Different package, but same content, right? And noticing, wait, there's a similarity. And then, but it was expanded. So all of my beliefs, all the things that happened before in the prior marriages were big time in this one, right? So it's kind of like the universe trying to get my attention. And I wasn't putting it together yet. Mm-hmm. Until the pain got so bad, the emotional pain. And I thought, why am I even sober then, right? It was that kind of, you know, that gut-wrenching pain that takes you to your knees.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was within that that I found a 12-step program to help me because I discovered it was love addiction.
Interesting.
Yeah. And so, which is codependence on steroids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's one way to put it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And so in that, that helped me to get, because I was professional, you know, I could handle myself in every other area of my life except for that.
Okay.
At home behind closed doors was a total different story. A lot of abuse, a lot of betrayal going on, and I thought that I deserved it somehow. Right? That was that belief that I didn't know was there. Then I started realizing, okay, in all these marriages, I'm the common denominator. So maybe if I'm that, then I can do something about it instead of trying to fix them, maybe I can do something for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I embarked on this journey of self-discovery. I took 2 years after I got divorced, and I just started discovering me. Mm-hmm. And it was in this process that I found the forgiveness work.
Wow, that's amazing. So when you were in your forgiveness process, were you forgiving other people? Were you forgiving yourself? Combination of all of it?
Combination of all of it. Because the secret is that all forgiveness is self-forgiveness.
That is very interesting. So when you work with clients now, because this is what you do with your clients, do they know that when they come to you?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. We can't go there.
Right in the beginning.
We can't go there in the beginning. But a lot of people have an understanding of that now, because a lot of what I hear, especially from women, is like, I can forgive others, but I can't forgive myself.
Yeah.
But it's really, we're not really even forgiving others,
mm-hmm.
because there's still these patterns and beliefs that are there, that are, you guys know, mm-hmm. Unconsciously running our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to start outside of our, a little bit vicious. I don't know about you guys, but mine can be pretty mean.
Yes, mm-hmm. I think we all have that inner witch who has a lot of really negative things
That's
to say.
Nicer way to
yes,
put it.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm dealing with a client right now, a gentleman who's dealing with a little of that, where it's in the past he's had a colleague kind of burn him a little, mm-hmm. and then also an ex-wife. And even though in his head, logically, he feels like, okay, I know I should be forgiving, right, to free myself up, he feels like he should know that, but it's really hard for him to get through that.
Oh, absolutely.
So for a person like that, what type of advice or words of wisdom can you give them?
So for that, what I do is I say, take a look at what's showing up in your life, right? Because there is a common denominator. So this is what I call connecting the dots. Mm-hmm. It makes it a little easier, because who doesn't like those connect the dot pictures, right?
Right.
You know, makes it a little easier. But this is where we connect the dots. So we, like in my case, you know, where I was looking at, wait a minute, these characteristics are showing up with him. Let me go and look at this other person. Oh, those characteristics were there. It may have manifested different, right? Like that, where you have a colleague and then you have,
mm-hmm.
you know, a partner.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they're not exactly the same mirror, but there is a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you look at these, go, oh, wait, if I'm with an angry person, like if that's a common thread, or a betrayed person, I'm being betrayed. So that was my case, both of those, anger and betrayal. I have to look at, where am I holding anger within myself?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just being shown to me. And then also, where am I betraying myself? Because that was a common thing. And it, for a lot of us, this betrayal that happens in different forms, whether it's a colleague taking money, or somebody who keeps, you know, not showing up, or those person that actually it is an infidelity. So that's betrayal, but it doesn't have to be the exact betrayal. So what I teach clients is, let's take a look and see within ourselves, where are we holding ourselves back? Where are we betraying ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
Because really, mm-hmm. it all does come back to that.
Mm-hmm.
It really comes back to, the outside is reflecting my inside. Now, people get weirded out about that, and it's like very, you know,
yeah.
Oh my God, no, that's, I am not like
right.
That
it can
at
be
all.
Very scary.
It can be very scary, and mm-hmm. it's like, no, let's gently take a look, because it doesn't mean that it's being reflected exactly, but it's one of those funhouse mirrors, you know, where those circus things where you're short and you're tall.
And if you're willing to look at that, I mean, that's where all of the power is to make changes in your life. If you mm-hmm. want to, like you say, be a victim and just think that circumstances are just random and that you have no control over them, well, then you can't really create what you want, because you don't believe that you have any power. But if you're willing to look at yourself, you can make those changes, since we can't obviously change anyone else. But I have also had clients who were not ready or willing to do that. And I refer to this one particular client just because she was especially set in the idea that she was a victim and that she had been betrayed by many people, which was a true story.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't want to see her part in it. So, which is hard, right? We don't want to admit our part mm-hmm. in it, or that we had something to do with creating a result that we don't really want. But in admitting that, that's the only way you can change it. So she did not want to. Her heels were really dug in, that in fact she was just a victim. And we couldn't really make any changes, because she wasn't open for that. And maybe she has now, but.
Well, and that's what I liked about, and I have had clients like that too, mm-hmm. who have you know, it's just the resistance is, yeah. The protection mm-hmm. that we mm-hmm. develop.
Yeah.
Right. And just which served us at the time, mm-hmm. right? All of the protection that we do, but we have these defense mechanisms. And my business coach calls me the queen of resistance because when it comes to change, who likes that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But there's a part of us that we also go into in the coaching, which I'm mm-hmm. sure you guys do too, as far as, well, let's kind of take a look back a little bit mm-hmm. and see those smaller selves.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. And let's check out there because someone in here is not happy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and who is that? And let's take a look at that. So that's one way that I also befriend those different parts of ourselves mm-hmm. because they weren't taken care of. A lot of us did suffer that abandonment and rejection.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so we've got to do that. And I know you do that with the hypnotherapy.
Yes, we do what's called parts therapy, where I put the client into a trance and then we try to connect with the parts that are acting out in whatever behavior is not serving them. And looking at what is that, because it is protective. There's a reason that that behavior is there. Otherwise, we wouldn't be doing it. It has some sort of positive benefit or payoff. And that can also be very helpful in helping the client see that's not all of you. You aren't a betrayed person or an angry person, but there is this aspect of you that needs love and needs to be addressed. And so I think doing that, what you're talking about, looking at the smaller you, those little pieces of you, sometimes that takes the edge off a little bit of feeling like, well, I guess I'm just this kind of person. Yeah.
Yeah. And learning that, and that helped me a lot in my process.
Yes.
Was really identifying those parts mm-hmm. and being able to go, wait a second, that isn't me.
Right.
Right. That's that part of me.
Right.
And being able to separate that. It's kind of like saying when I say I am angry versus I feel angry.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's learning to mm-hmm. separate those things. And when we can put it outside of ourselves like that, we can take a look and observe it.
Right.
Instead of own it and go, okay, let me see this. And that's part of the process mm-hmm. is being able to learn to do that, to get it outside of ourselves.
Yeah.
So then we can kind of take a look at it and it's not so personal then.
Right, mm-hmm. right. So Peggy works with people who are looking to find love. And do you ever notice that any of your clients are, and the client you mentioned before is a good example, where they're holding something, they're not forgiving something ultimately probably within themselves, but maybe it feels like business partners or ex-wives or husbands. Do you see how that blocks people when they're looking for love?
Definitely. And the client I just talked about, he actually is open enough and he actually said that to me, that he realizes that he's not able, he doesn't think to give him his whole self in a relationship. So that's why I'm just intrigued and I'm so glad you're here, because maybe you might have a new client because I can only go so deep with him on this topic. But he has been to even a therapist about it, so he's aware of it. And don't you think that's huge right there?
It's just the awareness is the factor. First step. And that's we talk about it, awareness is the first step.
Mm-hmm.
And that can get us right on our healing journey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it also brings up the resistance, but it also, it's huge to be able to go, wait, maybe I have a part in this. Maybe there's a part of this in here, whether it is me holding back, whether it's something from the past, or I'm afraid to move forward. A lot of it is that, you know, as we go through and we talk with clients, it's our heart we're trying to protect.
Right.
And so when you can help create that awareness and then help someone take responsibility, mm-hmm. and that's part of the process.
Right.
Is huge, because when we blame and shame and guilt and all of that, you know, we're projecting outward and we're trying to help ourselves feel better. And therapy is great for that, for identifying that. But now what do we do with it? And that's where I was stuck, years of therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And then being able to, through this forgiveness process, was able to heal about my ex, which was, I went through quite a bit with him, and also which went back to my father.
Mm.
Right, about being abandoned at 5 years old. And I figured out I had a 5-year pattern in my life.
Oh, you didn't realize that? It sounds like it was just uncovered therapy. Is that right?
It was uncovered in the forgiveness process. Mm-hmm. And I had been to years of therapy and it never came. And it was the aha that I needed to switch that perception,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that I could release myself from the suffering. Right. Pain is.
Yeah.
Is inevitable. Right. But suffering.
It's optional.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I I am getting my master's degree right now in counseling, so I have nothing against therapy and counseling. However, I love coaching because I work with clients all the time who say, okay, yes, I want to forgive my ex-wife. I don't want this, or my ex-husband. I don't want this to eat away at me for the rest of the life. But how? This is so, I'm so stuck in it. And it sounds like coaching and the coaching you do gives people an action step process that can move them through that. So it's great to have the awareness, but then you need tools to take you to the next place.
Absolutely. And it was the tools that helped me because mm-hmm. as I discovered, you know, for the safety's sake, I spend a lot of time in my head. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we do in our head and, you know, kind of protecting our heart. And so having the tools, what I call the tangible tools, which are worksheets and audios and processes to walk people through, that saved my life. It really did, because it helped me to see it differently. Then I could feel it. Which that's where, right? We can't heal what we don't feel.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So then that's what helped me to change that perception around it. And sometimes it's a little bit challenging, mm-hmm. but when you can look at it from a different perspective, what we call a higher perspective, that maybe this is happening for me, not to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we hear that a lot now, but this was like started back in the 90s where they took this idea, this concept and changed it.
Yeah.
You know, kind of made it more mainstream today. It's like, wow, when I got that, it shifted a lot. So I can look at my relationships differently today.
Yes. You know, and I think you bring up a really good point of where some of that resistance comes from for people sometimes is these are not fun feelings. We don't necessarily want to feel these feelings. So we want to dig in and just resist them in whatever way we can. But then they're locked in place and then it just grows and grows and talking about the law of attraction on this show, it draws more and more of it to you.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah.
I discovered that.
Do you have any stories of a difficult client that you saw really make a huge transformation through this process? Maybe that really had dug their heels in and at the end was transformed from this work?
Oh, yes.
I'm sure you have several, but.
Yeah. I worked. Well, you know, there are a few of those clients, like we talked earlier, that dig in the heels and mm-hmm. there's not much we can do.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And so, but there was one particular and she did not understand what was going on. She just had so much shame and guilt. She was going through the divorce of 25 years and, you know, and she had started a business and she was like, okay, she put everything into the business. The marriage was failing, but she had the business, right? That was keeping her afloat.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened was why she came to me was that now the business was being affected. She's going, I am getting, you know, she worked with some management people and she's mm-hmm. like, now they're coming at me saying, I can never do anything right.
Mm.
They're not answering my questions, you know, and all of this. She goes, now it's affecting that and I can't function. She's crying all the time. She can't function. She goes, oh my gosh, I'm a businesswoman. What is wrong with me? I said, oh, so here's a pattern.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so it took probably about 9 months. But through that process where she started out crying every single time and then not really willing to take a look at it and going, wait a second, maybe I can look at it different. And then she'd fall back. But we just kept going forward. I just kept holding the space for her. And we just kept going forward saying, this is going to switch. Let's do the worksheet. So then she'd fall back and then she'd come forward. And now, you know, 2 years later, she's like going, oh, my Lord, I didn't realize. You kept saying it was going to be different, but I had no idea how different that it is. Because she then recognized the pattern of the ex-husband, right, is showing up now in her work. But really, it went back to the father.
Mm. Oh, interesting.
And then it went back to the brother.
Oh.
Because what happened was we noticed that number pattern in her life of 18 months, about every 18 months to 2 years, something would happen.
Hmm.
And that's when her brother was born.
Oh, so he was 18 months younger than her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. And that's when she felt the separation from the parents. And then she could never do anything good enough. All the attention went to the son. Mm-hmm. And she felt betrayed.
Mm-hmm.
She felt, I can't ever do anything right. So she fell into that pattern. And then she's like going, wait a second, I dated a guy like that.
Yeah.
Right? And then she started to see the connection. And that's what helped her to go, okay, whatever we have to do, let's turn this around. Because she wanted to be in a healthy, loving, romantic relationship. Mm-hmm. And that's what she gets to be in today.
Oh, that's fabulous.
That is a great story. Yeah.
So you do one-on-one and also group therapy, is that right?
Yes, coaching? I do one-on-one coaching and I do workshops. And then I am starting group coaching. So I used to do group coaching and I stepped away from it to do more of the workshops. Mm-hmm. And now I'm starting online group that's going to start in January.
Oh, that's very exciting.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So we're going to do self-forgiveness in January, a five-week online course. And then I'm going to be doing different ones throughout the year to just quick ones, you know, 5 weeks or so to be able to give the information and to get some tools out there. And then if people want to dive deeper, they can, or they can take that information and move forward.
But I love that you have all of these tools to help people move forward because it is such a vague idea. Well, I need to forgive somebody. Now what? I still hate them, but I.
Right. Yeah. And you know you have to.
And you need a process that you can go through.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And you have to dig deep a lot mm-hmm. of times, right? Obviously, with yeah. your stories you're telling, you have to really dig deep and there's uncover those patterns. And that takes a lot of work and just setting the ego aside and being willing
and learning to do that.
Right.
Right. And having somebody by your side, as we know, that's what I love coaching mm-hmm. for, is having somebody by your side. So that you're not feeling alone, because you do when you are looking at some of these parts of you and these feelings, you need someone there mm-hmm. so that you don't get, you know, like sucked into the depression or whatever it is that people will go to,
yeah.
anxiety, depression, and closing off. You have somebody there encouraging you that whole time.
And that can help you. And that's often when I'm working with clients, we really focus on, we're going to look at these things without any judgment. We're just curious about them. And there's nothing to judge here. It's not good. It's not bad. It just mm-hmm. is. And let's see what's contributing to what you don't want to create. I think that piece, I want to go back to what you said earlier about being able to see your relationships as a mirror. And if you're in some really negative, toxic relationships, while it is a hard pill to swallow, there is something going on within you that's allowing you to be in that relationship. So I remember thinking when I was in the past in some negative relationships, thinking, you know, I feel so abandoned or I feel so betrayed, but I don't abandon people. I don't betray people. Why is this happening to me? And the truth was I didn't betray other people, but I betrayed myself by allowing myself to be in those relationships. So just being able to kind of make that tweak and say, okay, now I can kind of see what this means. It's not a judgment thing. It's just understanding that there's something in me that allows people to betray me. What can I do to shift that?
Well, exactly. And yeah. I think that's the biggest part before we go into relationships or taking a look at our relationships.
Right.
And that's what I suggest people do. Let's do a little bit of a timeline. Let's just see each relationship and what are those characteristics in the relationship that you liked and didn't like? Mm-hmm. Where are the commonalities in that? Because that's a huge thing, tool right there to use. Because then I can take that and go, wait a minute, where is that showing up in me? Right? Mm-hmm. Like the anger issue. My third husband was just so angry at life, mm-hmm. angry at everything. Very nice outside mm-hmm. to everybody else who thought he was just wonderful, but behind closed doors, anger. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wow, I tried to do everything right and be the good girl, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And all of that, and just try to keep everything calm and thinking, wow, he's really got a problem. Well, after our divorce, I discovered that, I was fixing a desk one day and I hit my finger with the hammer and I went into a rage, raging, angry, and I ripped that desk apart. Press board. I mean, it was tough. And it was just this huge rage, just ripping it apart. And afterwards,
you're like, where's this coming from?
I know. And afterwards I'm shaking and I'm crying. I'm like, wow, that feels good. But what? And then I just realized, oh my gosh, he was reflecting back for me,
mm-hmm.
right? How much anger I was holding inside from all those times I'd been betrayed, all those things that I had, you know, gone through in my life. And it just made sense to me. And I went, oh. And
but you were burying it.
I was. And I was just kept burying it and burying it. And that's what we walk around with. I'm going, oh, my gosh, do people know this?
Not everyone. But that's why we have you on the show today, to help people know that on a deeper level. Because that is what you're attracting, even if you're not putting that anger out there. You're attracting it to you in some sort of way. So for you, it was with your ex-husband. It could be in business. But if it's there, it's going to show up in your life and be reflected back to you. Your client is a great example how she only saw it in her marriage for a certain time until it showed up in her work. I think that if you're going to ignore it for long enough, the universe is just going to keep knocking until you are willing to take note of what you need to work on.
And our bodies tell us too.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's another aspect of my coaching is because of that, because of me pushing it down for so long, mm-hmm. I ended up, you know, having to have several surgeries. My body started mm-hmm. to give out. And so it can show up as cancer, like how this whole, you know, radical forgiveness got started. And it can show up as autoimmune diseases. It can show up. Our bodies are just information, mm-hmm. right? It's just telling us, mm-hmm. hey, you know, I need us to address this. And we don't.
Yeah.
And
right.
And,
right.
And then pretty soon.
We're good at ignoring it. Right.
Right. And pretty soon it knocks us down a little bit so that we can get present, because that's the other part. You're either living in the past mm-hmm. or you're living in the future. I was a future tripper. Mm-hmm. Right.
So Always. Did you have anxiety then?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That's mm-hmm. usually for future tripping. That has been my experience, all anxiety, and you can feel that in your body. The future is always terrifying. There's always terrible things happening there.
Right. That unknown. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
But usually if you're a future tripper, you're not focusing on an amazing future. You're thinking about all the right. things that could go wrong. Yeah. And the past people, more depression, resentment. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And the regret.
And the regret, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people that I work with have that regret. I wish I could have done it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, let's take a look at that. And, you know, we can do the work around the shame, too. Because once we identify the beliefs, mm-hmm. we can then do the shame work around it and just flip those to how do you want to be going forward? How do you actually want to be? And then really identifying in the forgiveness work, we identify the different forms of guilt.
Okay.
Which was amazing for me.
Well, let's talk a little bit more when we come back. But Brenda, let us know where people can find you if they want to do some forgiveness coaching, radical forgiveness coaching.
My website is Brenda Reiss, R-E-I-S-S coaching.com.
Okay.
And they can find out more about the forgiveness work and they can contact me through there. They can also contact me on social media. Mm-hmm. I have Brenda Reiss Coach and then just Brenda Reiss, R-E-I-S-S, either way that they can look information up for me.
Okay, fantastic. Well, we will be back in just a moment.
Join Jennifer Noel Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelTaylor.com.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
Hi. I'm Jane Matanga with Grow Your Soul Radio. It's been said that whatever you believe, you are. When you take charge with your positive thoughts and beliefs, you are the creator of your perceptions. You have the power to shift your reality. When you begin to shift your beliefs, the universe will dream a bigger dream for you than you ever imagined. Believe in your dreams, and every part of your world can open up in new and glorious ways, because everything is possible. I'd love for you to join me on Grow Your Soul Radio with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
High frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light Integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
And we are back for more on the Laura Richer Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I am Laura Richer, the owner of Richer Healing Hypnosis, and I am here with my co-host Peggy Bennett, who is the owner of Straight to the Heart Matchmaking. Hi, Peggy.
Hi, Laura.
And we've been having an awesome conversation with Radical Forgiveness Coach Brenda Reese. So, Brenda, let's get into like the nitty-gritty of how can we forgive people and let this really hard stuff go. What do you do with somebody who comes to you and is just completely overwhelmed by it?
So what we do is we start with the story. So we have to start with the story. So what's showing up in your life, you know, today? It's kind of like, you know, my business is falling apart. I'm falling apart, like in my, you know, the client situation where she's like, okay, you know, I was having trouble enough with the relationship. Now my business, my livelihood is being affected. And so how do we deal with that? So we listen to the story, because what we need to be is witnessed and validated.
Mm-hmm.
So the first stage of radical forgiveness is that, is where we hear the story. And in that story, I'm listening for and asking questions of trying to find out those synchronicities and those patterns and the beliefs. And that's what one of my little superpowers is, mm-hmm. is being able to catch those and being able to connect that together. Because that's important, you know, to be able to find, that's how my, excuse me, my 5-year pattern was discovered.
Mm-hmm.
And so when that happens, that's amazing. So that brings some, it's like, oh, okay, then it's not just this overwhelming dark feeling that I'm dealing with. There's actually something going on. So that's really important to do. And then the second part is getting the clients and the people like in the workshops and stuff to feel the feeling. So there's different exercises that we do to feel those feelings. Mm-hmm. And because that is the hardest step out of the 5 steps.
What's an example of one of those?
So an example would be, so to be able to feel the feelings, because most of us shut it off, mm-hmm. right? We shut it off. And some people don't even know how they feel. They cannot put a name to it.
Right.
And all they know is they cry all the time. And so first off, we like to name it. I feel mm-hmm. this. And in part of the process, the other part is one of my favorite exercises, which is taking the tennis racket to the bed or the couch and beating it.
Just getting it all out.
Getting it all out.
Yeah.
Because what you're doing is moving the energy out mm-hmm. of your body. And so people can't, they're afraid to do that. Mm-hmm. But what you do is you practice it. That's all I say. You practice it. The other part is learning, you know, to throw the tantrum mm-hmm. on the bed, you know, as an adult, giving yourself permission. Because what do the kids do?
Mm-hmm.
The kids, mm-hmm. you know, I really like that. You know, actually, when they feel energy, they have no word for how they're feeling, but they just kick
and
scream.
They just let it out.
Yeah. And that's why. It's getting the energy out of the body.
Yeah.
And it's like we lose that after about the age of 2.
Mm-hmm.
We lose that ability because we're kind of going into the conforming and we're being told this is what you should do or not do. And so we learn those things, so we lose that ability. And it doesn't look very cute as an adult
yeah.
to throw yourself on the floor in the grocery store and throw a tantrum.
Yes, security might be showing up shortly after that.
Exactly.
But it is such a powerful process. And I do some similar work when I work with clients in hypnotherapy, is through the process of hypnosis, they're able to go back in a regression and visualize that anger and that rage and experience it. And they don't have to have a fit in public, but they can do it within their own mind so that they can go into those feelings and feel those feelings so that that energy can move. And so you can release that energy. And people feel light after they do that. Do you notice that?
Oh, they feel really light. And it's really funny because it took about 3 months for my client to be able to feel anything. She's like, okay, I'm going to do this. I've got to do this. I have to move forward. I want a better relationship. I've got to. And so she would practice it. And finally, it took about 2.5 months, almost 3 months. And she contacts me and she's like, oh my God, I feel so good.
Yeah.
I finally did it. I was able to release it. And it was just fabulous. So for some people, it takes a while. For some, it's right there.
Yeah.
And it's just, that's a simple exercise to do. And mm-hmm. I love that with the hypnotherapy, being able to go back, because that's what I've experienced myself too, to get to the different layers of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the third part is where we collapse the story. This is where what we call traditional forgiveness and radical forgiveness ends. Radical forgiveness starts and traditional forgiveness ends, because in the collapsing of the story, that's where we're looking for the synchronicities. This is where we're looking for the patterns and the beliefs, and we're connecting the dots. And we're seeing, where do I have some responsibility here? Mm. You know, it's kind of like walking in the other person's shoes. We hear about that for a while. So traditional forgiveness is about that. It's like, have some compassion for the other person and then just try to get over it.
Mm-hmm.
So what radical forgiveness does is like, okay, recognize that, but also kind of recognize, what was my interpretation of that story? Mm-hmm. Where is the suffering coming from?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, because mm-hmm. in my case, when my dad left at 5, then, you know, he moved into another family who had a daughter just like me, same age, looked like me, and he paid attention to her.
Mm.
I made up a belief that every man I love is going to choose another woman over me.
Mm.
I didn't know it.
It was unconscious.
It was unconscious.
Right.
But it showed up in every dating, every marriage, mm-hmm. every relationship I had. There was always another woman or something else other than me. And I didn't realize that until the forgiveness work. So that's what that stage can help us with, is trying to figure out the interpretation of that. It's like, right. Okay, this is showing up for me. Why is that showing up? And make that correlation mm-hmm. together and choose. It's like, okay, then we move into the next step, which this is where we're going to look at it. We're going to reframe it.
Right.
And when we reframe it, we're reframing it from a different perspective. I'm taking that suffering and going, do I want to hold on to this anymore? Or do I want to turn it around?
Mm-hmm.
How can I do that? And that's where we have statements that are already generated for people to use, instead of coming up with a story like, well, you know, my ex taught me a lot and, you know, I learned from him. And so therefore he's, you know, kind of a healing angel for me. It's like, no, we're not ready yet for that. But
you have to believe it's true. If you can say those words, but if in your body, you're just like, no, that's not it. You're not that's not going to help you.
No. And going through this process, you start to believe it through doing like the worksheets and the coaching and there's a 3-letter process that we do that is just amazing mm-hmm. to help us work through that. So then you have these reframe statements that you get to use, the ones that relate to you, that you feel good with. And it's like, and they're simple, but they're powerful. And so that way you can say, you know, I may not understand how or why that this happened, but I am willing, because that's key. Mm-hmm. I'm just willing mm-hmm. to be willing to look at this a little differently, and maybe we were here to help each other
mm-hmm.
learn something. I don't know what that is, but maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the fifth stage is integrating the new story, which would be like where we're doing the worksheets and we're doing the work, or we're doing movement, right, to move the energy, and then replacing what we're releasing, right, mm-hmm. law of attraction, where we're releasing something, what are we going to replace it mm-hmm. with? And that's where we move forward with coaching. And that's where we make a game plan. It's like, okay, how do you want this to, what do you want this to look like? That was the old story. What's the new one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can see where everybody is going to have almost different timelines for this. Is that true? Because like you said, some people can kind of process this quicker than others, I would think. Right? And so how do you deal with that?
And so what, when I first started out with the coaching, it was like, okay, we can get this done in 5 sessions.
Yeah.
Right? Because, you know, our magical thinking mind.
Right.
Forgetting about the humanness. And, and so it's like, now it's like, no.
Yeah.
Let's start with a 3-month commitment,
mm-hmm.
you know, and let's do that. Mm-hmm. Because within really, it takes 6 months that I've learned in this process for my own self and the clients to be able to have that ability to see a shift mm-hmm. and be able to incorporate some new things in their life. However, there are some people with the help of like that, with mm-hmm. hypnotherapy, which I highly recommend, is combining some other modalities with the process, is we can shift it quicker when we are able to see it from a different perspective.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what mm-hmm. I do is we start out, because people, you know, have a little bit of an issue with going, in 6 months, no. You know, it's like, okay, let's start with 5 or 6 sessions. Let's, you know, it can take it weekly, or we can do it every other week or so for 3 months. And then you're living it. You're not just doing this worksheet. You're living it. You're looking at things differently. You're feeling it. Because that's what I noticed. That's what makes the change
mm-hmm.
is we have to feel it.
And it's a process. In my Richer Love dating program, I also do 3 months with people because it isn't something that you just do one session. And I incorporate coaching and hypnotherapy. And it's not a one session thing. It's like, okay, I'm going to start to become a little aware of my past. And I'm going to start to recognize patterns. And I'm going to start to work on letting go. But you can't do it all in one day. I wish we could. It'd be nice to move through life that fast, right. But it isn't that way.
We still want that, don't we?
Yes. Especially with hypnotherapy, I get a lot of calls from people who are like, I want one session and I want to be done with all of my addictions and my childhood trauma and I want to live an amazing life. Could you do that in an hour? No, that's not going to happen. I'm really good, but not that good. But so, yes, it is. And I think that's an important message to put out there is that it is a process and that it's OK that it takes a little bit of time. When I'm working with clients on issues around forgiveness, I tell people it's kind of a layered process. You might feel really good at one point and be like, yeah, I got this. And then something else will happen that triggers something. And then sometimes people go into shame, like, why can't I get past this? And it's not that you can't get past it. There's just a little bit there that you got to keep working on.
And that's a great reminder, too, mm-hmm. about working with a coach. And to have these things in place, to practice them mm-hmm. so that you have that to call upon,
yeah.
right? Is to when that mean girl starts talking to you, it's like, why can't I do this? How come I did all this work?
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. why am I not further along? All of that when we start to beat ourselves up is to be able to go, wait a second, hold on. It's just a different layer.
Yeah.
It's just another layer. Actually, mm-hmm. this is good.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I would think that's a good sign, right? It's bringing stuff up. It might not be pretty stuff, but... That's shows that you're making progress. Is that right?
And then the pain period is shorter, right? The discomfort period is shorter. And that's mm-hmm. what the client, she just reached out to me the other day and she says, oh my gosh, here's another one. I got to do another worksheet on this one.
Got to get out the tennis racket.
Got to get out the tennis racket. Here it comes. But she said, and I'm so grateful because I know it's not going to last as long. And I know this time I can get through it, right? Once you go through it the first time, then you know I can get through
right.
it.
She has the tools.
She has the tools. And it was so neat. I'm like, oh my gosh. It was because she was so happy and proud of herself for
and
being able to.
Sounds like she yeah. felt empowered.
She felt totally empowered.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And don't you think if it all came up at once, if every piece of pain of a lifetime, all we had to work it out all at once, it'd be too much. I mean, it has to be a process. We have to go step by step.
Oh, that's
or
a good point.
I think it might kill you if it was all at one time.
And like our minds won't let it.
Yeah.
Even if I wanted mm-hmm. it to, it's like I can't. It's like you can't force it.
Right.
And because I want to be healed quickly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But right. it's like, come on, bring it all up. It doesn't do that.
Yeah. But I think that is exactly how it's supposed to be, because I think that would be too much. Mm-hmm. I mean, did you find that?
No, that's a good point. It would be too much.
Yeah. In anything that relationships that you'd have had to move past, Peggy, that like it was a layered process where.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Just in stages.
Yes.
But that's a really good point. It's in a stage for a reason, and just to kind of honor it and then let it go and move on. And yeah, it is. It's a good way to look at it. On your website, we may have already looked at this, but on your website, it talks about, quote unquote, cleaning out your closet.
Yeah.
What is that all about?
So cleaning out the closet is what I figure, you know, it's like mm-hmm. we can always, every so often we go through our closet, right? And we look at clothes that we like or not like. And what fits or not fits, but we won't go there.
Yeah.
But things that we're changing all the time. And that's what I help the clients to remember. You're changing all the time, especially too in a relationship. You're changing. Both of you are all the time. So cleaning out the closet is where we take and we do this review. And where we take and we look at what's coming up in my life right now. What am I, especially in a relationship and then out of a relationship, you're mm-hmm. looking at, you know, what's showing up in my friendships? What's showing up at business? Am I getting more agitated easily? Am I getting more anxious? Is that self-talk starting to come in a little bit more? Oh, okay. I just need to kind of clean my closet mm-hmm. and I need to stop. I need to sit down. And in this case, you can do worksheets on that. And there's not only like a forgiveness worksheet for others, but there's a self-forgiveness worksheet. So self-forgiveness, you know, is about guilt. Self-acceptance is about shame. And so they combine those both in this fabulous worksheet to where I can take a look at, am I feeling guilty? Is regret coming up? You know, am I starting to isolate more? Am I feeling like, oh, everybody, comparison?
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, comparison's a doozy.
Yes, that's never a good one.
Mm-hmm. No, but we start to notice that. So when I notice that, mm-hmm. you know, especially Facebook, oh, Lord. And so, mm-hmm. you know, and I look at that and it's like, uh-oh, it's time to clean my closet. Mm-hmm. So it's just like a little code word mm-hmm. that I teach clients to go, okay, now it's time. I need to take a look, step back, take a look at it. And where do I need to go from here? And they have the tools. Mm-hmm. You know, they have not only, they have audios, but they have the worksheet, which is the most powerful, I think, to walk us through what's happening, to shine the light on it, what I say, connect the mm-hmm. dots, and then I can move forward from yeah. there.
Do you ever talk to couples, or is it strictly one-on-one or groups?
It's mostly one-on-one yeah. groups. I have had, like, the last two workshops, I've had couples, one couple come for each workshop, and it changed their whole relationship.
I just think that would be fascinating yes. after listening to you.
And I've coached two other couples earlier on, which helped them to reunite. Because they were looking at divorce. Mm. And it's like, well, wait a second. If we can understand the stories, mm-hmm. right? If we can take a look at what it is that I'm reflecting for you and you're reflecting for me, mm-hmm. we can have a better understanding. We can reframe it, mm-hmm. have a better understanding and know how to nurture each other in a much better way and be able to say, no, I'm not going to accept that. You need to, you know, work on you and I'll work on me. Yeah. And then let's come back together. And so I have done that, but my focus has been mainly on individuals mm-hmm, mm-hmm. who are single and in relationship both. Mm-hmm. But this one couple that recently just shared with me, they said, oh my gosh, I am looking at him so differently. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I didn't understand what was happening. And so it brought in a different compassion because, you know, with forgiveness, you have to have compassion. It's mm-hmm. a component of it. But you can't jump into it mm-hmm. right away. But mm-hmm. it is so important. Mm-hmm. And compassion for self.
Yes. Mm-hmm. When people are unwilling to do that, to have compassion for themselves or unwilling to forgive themselves, are there reasons that you notice are common with why people kind of dig in and resist and don't want to go there?
Well, yeah, because it all goes back to those wonderful little beliefs, okay. right? It does happen to do that, is what I've noticed. Mm-hmm. And the resistance.
What are some of the beliefs that come up?
So one of the beliefs that, you know, that we're all kind of familiar with, or not everybody is, but I, you know, I'm not worthy. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. a really big one. That's a bottom yeah. line foundation one. But before you can get there, it's like, you know, I'm not good enough is how we start, but I don't deserve money. Rich people, you know, are bad people. We grow mm-hmm. up with these different thoughts mm-hmm. and beliefs that aren't even ours. Mm-hmm. We take them on from parents. And so a lot of them is like, I don't deserve love. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm not lovable. And I don't know how to love. That mm-hmm. comes up a yeah. lot in almost married or single. It comes up in all of that is I'm not lovable.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. it's like, and so it's taking that and helping to turn that around and helping them see, okay, let's make a list of what have other people have said to you to show, is that true?
Right.
You know, is that really true? And let's do some tangible things to kind of get the mind to go, wait a minute. It's like, well, how have you been lovable before? How have you loved before? Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, you know, because it's like all of the negative is like Velcro
yeah.
in mm-hmm. our brain. Right? It sticks mm-hmm. where all the good stuff is like Teflon and yes. it slides off.
Yeah.
It's like, let's switch that around, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Another belief I come across quite a bit when somebody's not willing to look at the idea of letting go is I will repeat the same mistake if I don't continue to punish myself for it.
Yes.
Which the opposite is true. You'll continue to make the same mistake as long as you're really holding on to that energy, I believe.
Absolutely. And that's and the punishment. Mm-hmm. Thanks for bringing that up, because it's the punishment, that self-flagellation
yeah.
that we keep doing. Mm-hmm. And it because it's familiar, right? Mm-hmm. It's familiar. I don't know. You know, it's helping me get out of that cycle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And especially in relationship, you know, we can imagine what we want, but we often are drawn to what feels familiar to us. And so if you don't have right. that awareness to go, okay, I have these past patterns, I might be prone to being attracted to this certain type of person that is not going to be good for me. You'll just find yourself, and I know I did in my dating life, in this pattern of just dating the same type of person, like your client, you said, mm-hmm. different package, but right. same person. Yeah.
Right.
And you can't really break free of it until you can see it from a different perspective.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And that's where, you know, connecting those dots and really taking a look at your timeline mm-hmm. is really valuable, you know, along with doing some, you know, hypnotherapy along with that to be able to see things clearly, because sometimes we can't, and that's where we need the help.
Yes, that's where I am very good at seeing other people's stuff, but I go to a coach and a therapist because I need somebody to show my stuff to me.
Yeah. Oh, every coach needs a coach.
Yes.
I think that's very healthy, yes. We all need coaches.
We do.
So, Peggy, because you're working with bachelors who are looking for love all the time, do you notice anyone who's stuck in a pattern that you notice are just attracting the same thing to them, or that they're reaching out for a type of person that might not be the best fit for them?
One comes to mind right now, and we're going to have a little conversation, actually, because
he can listen to the audio of this show. Yeah.
He just recently joined Straight to the Heart, and he's filed for divorce, and it will be official in February. So we're just really talking about true readiness, and he's just opening up about his past relationship, and unfortunately there was just a lot of real negative, lot of hurt feelings there. So we're kind of getting through that before I even think about setting him on a date, just because I'm just feeling it from him that even though someone can feel like or say that they're ready, sometimes they're really not when it comes down to it. There still needs to be healing.
Exactly.
We want to rush through it, though. I know I did after I got divorced. I was like, well, that's it. I'm on to the next. And then.
Well, and that's what I did. And that, oh, my God. And then I just get more of what I didn't look at before.
Yeah, I'm not going to date that guy again. And then you date three more of those guys.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know. They look different.
Yes.
They present different. But when you get down to it, it's like, oh, no, here it is again.
It's the same pattern. So I think taking that time to heal and work on forgiveness and work on all of the stuff that you need to resolve within yourself is so important. I think actually that desire to jump back in, I've talked about this often on shows, is delays things. So I was like, well, this is it. I'm done with this. I'm moving on to the next thing. Well, I was actually single for 5 years because I was resisting working on what needed to be worked on. And so it actually delayed being able to connect with someone.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I was just stuck in that same pattern I was trying to get out of. So it wasn't even
definitely
that fun either.
It's not fun at all.
No.
Yeah. And then the other part of that too is practicing. Mm-hmm. So going through and doing our healing, self-healing is really valuable. But relationships are for healing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we're in relationship. And that's the other part that I share with clients. It's like, you know, we don't want to stay away from them completely either.
No.
Because they give us valuable information.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do the work yourself, but there comes a point where you do get to see where you're at. So there's nothing better than being in a dating relationship to go,
absolutely,
oh,
yes.
Is it the same kind of thing?
Yes.
Oh,
how are you showing up?
Yeah, is
right?
this a yellow flag, red flag?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do I need to work more here? And is this the same pattern? And then you can use that, not shame, but use it to go, okay, let me go and work on this.
Right.
And then you go, you know, to the next, or you work on it together.
Yes.
And that's what I am with my husband today. We have a very conscious relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I never had that before.
Yeah.
We work on things together.
That's
we
lovely.
Don't get mad and yell and scream and leave, you know, some of these behaviors from the past. It's just like, wait a second, we need a timeout. Let's come back and let's talk about this. Mm-hmm. I really want to know, what is your feelings around it? And will you hear me out? And it's been so life-changing and enriching and empowering.
Oh,
yes.
I bet.
Well, Brenda, this has been such an insightful and enlightening conversation. I'm so glad that you came on the show today. And again, let everybody know where they can find you if they want to do some of their own radical forgiveness work.
Thank you. This has been great. Thank you, ladies. They can reach me at Brenda Reiss, R-E-I-S-S, coaching.com.
Mm-hmm.
And they can reach me on social media at Brenda Reiss coach or just Brenda Reiss, R-E-I-S-S. That's the best way to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. And Peggy, for those of you who have done your forgiveness work and you're ready to find love, where can you find our matchmaker, Peggy?
Thank you. StraightToTheHeart.net. Instagram is StraightToTheHeart1. And also my podcast is Real Souls with Peggy Bennett.
And if you are interested in doing some hypnotherapy, Reiki, or life coaching, you can find me at my rebranded business. Once was Seattle Healing Hypnosis, is now Richer Healing Hypnosis. And I have a new site that will be live within this week. So check it out, richerhealinghypnosis.com. Thank you for listening to The Laura Richer Show. Have a great afternoon.
You've been listening to The Laura Richer Show, using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. Join dating coach Laura Richer and myself, matchmaker Peggy Bennett, every second Monday on TransformationTalkRadio.com. If you've been feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem, you'll want to tune in each month for tools on how to attract the relationship you truly want and deserve. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit RicherHealingHypnosis.com.